It's time to talk cars, have a little fun, serious talk, and a ton of passion with Steve, Felicia, and the rest of the gang here on Drive Friendly.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Drive Friendly. I'm your host, Steve Rosansky from Friendly Auto Centers. And to my left, my beautiful wife, Felicia Rosansky from Platinum Realty. Good morning. You're here at 1580 The Fanatic, the ultimate in sports radio. And with us today, the usual crew, we have Matt the Mustache Watson from State Farm, who's going to talk about some insurance stuff later on. And of course,
oh, don't say that because people will turn out.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Oh. And then
I make insurance sexy. We've talked about this in the past.
Yeah, okay.
There we go. And speaking of
if
sexy,
you're into mustaches.
And speaking of sexy, we have the Lord of the Loan, the Maven of Mortgage, the very eligible bachelor, Ryan Steckelberg of VIP Mortgage. Welcome to the show again, Ryan.
We have a guest.
We have a guest?
Yes, Don.
Somebody's actually volunteering
yes,
to come to
this. Don Chevrett. Did I say your name right, Don?
You said my name right.
Don Chevrett from Better You Personal Training. He is going to talk about personal training in the time of COVID and how to get this like killer body. So by the time COVID's over, you are just like,
wow, this is awesome. We've had a female personal trainer and a male personal trainer. Maybe we'll get them both on, do one of those boxing things. You know what I mean? You know, duke it out and see who can kick whose other's butt. So we'll get to that. So last week we were talking about horror stories with automotive warranties and financing. So I'm going to kick it back off with auto warranties, because last week, as you know, I was talking about a customer who had a transmission into the shop and the warranty company was dancing around with it. Now, here was the deal. It's a Ford Escape. They have 100,000-mile warranty through this extended warranty company, and they denied the claim on the transmission. Now, last week they came and they wanted a fluid sample, which they had to send out for chemical analysis. Give me a break. Okay.
Fluid sample. It sounds like CSI.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Listen, in 44 years, who takes a fluid sample? You look at black transmission fluid. No,
Ryan's been known to take a fluid sample.
They wanted to send it to a laboratory. I don't know whether they're looking for fairy dust or whatnot. And they found out the transmission was legitimately bad. But they denied the claim because of this. The first of the month, the customer starts feeling something wrong. She doesn't know what it is. She calls up her prior mechanic, which was a local Firestone. And over the phone, they said, maybe it's bad gas. They said, why don't you put some fuel injector cleaner in and a fresh tank of gas. Now, the woman works from home and her kid's school is closed. So she is home. So she tried that, drove it around for a week. It wasn't getting any better. She called up, made an appointment with Firestone. It took a week to get an appointment. She got it in there. They kept it for about 4 days, did a bunch of work to it. And after they exhausted it, they said, you need to bring it to a transmission place. We think it's in the transmission.
So she's done everything right.
So she makes an appointment with us. We were a couple of days out. We get the car and we check it out. Now, it took the insurance company 11 days from the time that we had the car to where they finally said, we're not covering it. So the total span was 4 weeks since the lady first experienced the problem. Now, she was very honest with the warranty company because they called her and interviewed her. But she only did 62 miles since the beginning. Okay. Now, they claim they denied it because that she drove around knowingly having a transmission problem for a month.
Do they understand that 62 miles in Arizona
miles,
is basically going to fries and going home?
Exactly.
I mean, you put on mileage out here.
They are not budging. So the woman had to go for a $6,000 transmission.
Holy God.
Even though we all threatened the warranty company with the attorney general, which we're gonna help the customer out on this, calling them, writing letters and everything. But this is just another example of some of these bargain warranty companies. And what I talked about last week was make sure you not just get the brochure, you get the exact contract so you know what the limitations are. Now, we have another woman.
Well, let me just interrupt for a second. You know, we usually start the show off with a little chit-chat, talking about football and everything. He is hot under the collar because this morning at 7:30 this morning, he had to call one of our dearest, we love this client. She's Katie, is lovely. She's such a lovely young woman. She works hard. She's single. She's doing it on her own. Damn. And once again, She got the warranty company, didn't come to friendly, you know, she got, oh, I know somebody who knows somebody and I'm getting a warranty. So 7:30 in the morning, I watched Steve make this phone call.
So she bought a warranty. This company is Continental Warranty. I've dealt with them before. They're horrific. I don't care that I'm saying it. Let them sue me. Okay. But she's a nice girl. She bought a used car. She bought a warranty and she maintains the hell out of her cars. Always, they're meticulously clean. Every 3,000 miles, oil change. I mean, really, really, really
she's
great.
She's great. She's great.
So another one, CVT transmission problem. They send an adjuster down pretty quickly. And the adjuster doesn't want to drive the car. He's like, that's not my job. He wanted me to drive the car so he could feel what the transmission's doing.
How can you feel it if you're not driving?
Ridiculous.
Don't you feel a lot like a steering wheel?
But he agreed it needs a transmission. I get a phone call late last night from the warranty company that they only pay $75 an hour labor. Now, the average labor rate in the United States is about $140 average. Independent repair shops, dealer, it's just about hovering at $200 an hour. They also will only pay for a used transmission. They don't allow markup. So if I buy the transmission for $1,000 and, you know, we're a business, we're going to mark it up, they don't allow that. That's up to the customer. The customer is responsible for profit. The customer is responsible for diagnosis. The customer is responsible for towing. Fluid, filter,
what are they responsible
anything
for?
Else, sales tax.
The what are they responsible for? Taking her money?
Now, here's the issue. This car only has 84,000 miles on it. There's not a good used, I would never put in a used CVT transmission, but everyone that's available in Arizona has well over 90 to 100,000 miles on it. So they want me to install an older transmission with higher mileage in this woman's car, and that's all they'll pay. So the transmission to buy from the dealer is about $4,000. And then there's labor. It's not a big labor transmission on this one. But they're only paying less than $2,000. The customer has to come up with the difference. Meanwhile, she spent almost $3,000 on this warranty. And they said deep in the contract, it says they can replace anything they want with what's called LKQ, like, kind, and quality. The transmission she has is used. They don't have to replace it with a new one. Or a good warranty company would, of course, put a reman in there.
Can you name some good warranty companies?
CNA is one here in Phoenix. They're probably the best I've ever dealt with. Fidelity is pretty good. There's a lot of them out there. And I'll give you one like Royal Warranty. Royal Warranty is a decent one. They're okay. But they also go under about 50 other names, and it's all administrated by one company. And these warranty companies, like I said, the good ones, they cost money and they'll cover you.
So
but some
much,
of the crappy
good,
ones.
How much can you expect to pay like for good warranty, car warranty?
Well, it all depends on the type of car it is. If you're driving a Toyota Camry or you're driving a Mercedes, naturally a Mercedes is going to cost way more to repair. Right. So the average warranty on a Mercedes could be $4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah, for a middle of the road.
Average car is about $2,500.
And where do you buy them? I mean, well, I know, I mean, they know, you know, with COVID, again, everyone's like driving around all the time. I get texts all the time telling me that my car warranty has expired.
Oh, don't go with those. Okay? Those are bullshit.
The funny thing was that our son, Eric, who does not drive, He does not have a license. He gets texts every other day about his car warranty expiring.
Yeah.
So if you're getting them, please know they're not really meant for you. And they are just massive, massive texts that are going out to people.
Right. And the ones that tell you everything is covered is a lie. You don't even want to see the brochure. You want to see the contract that you are signing, because on there, it'll give you the exclusions. So let's say you have a Land Rover and shocks and struts aren't covered. And anybody who's owned a Land Rover that's listening knows those air suspensions go bad. You're talking $4,000 or $5,000 to fix those at any given time. And they're not covered. Who sells them? Used car dealers, new car dealers, insurance companies. Some of them sell them. Ryan, you were asking.
Yeah. Do you recommend people get a home warranty? It sounds like one's not even
car warranty.
Car warranty.
Car warranty.
Like
$4,000 anyway.
Yes, car warranty. Yeah, I do. I had one on my truck. I did, because if my transmission goes bad, what do you think is going to happen? Transmission might cost alone on my truck is probably around $4,000 or $5,000. So yeah, I have one, but I had a really, really good one. And, you know, it cost me money. You know, I never had to use it, but.
Do they rate warranties? Is there like a consumer, like Consumer Reports?
Consumer rating? Reports has a rating system. You can probably go to Consumer Reports or go to Edmunds.com or cars.com and they'll give you all the good ones that are out there. But just, you know, when the salesman says it covers everything, just don't. And if you have a problem, give me a call. You know, we have, you know, the phone, you can call us. And if I wrote my number down, it would be great because I keep forgetting it. Our phone number here is 844-983-0300. And even after the show is off, if you call, it comes right to me and I answer my phone.
Yes, he does.
If you're at a dealership on a Saturday and you got a question, call me. I'll answer the phone. I'll help you out. You know, hell, I've gone to dealers with customers to help them buy cars because some of these salesmen, like I said, they'll tell you, oh, buy this warranty and we'll reduce your loan amount. The interest, biggest lie. There's no truth to that.
So, Steve, you're kind of the butcher here. So you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a cow's bottom. But you're better off taking the butcher's word for it. You
seem to be the butcher here.
We'll get the warranty advice from you. You know, so we don't have to read all the policies. We'll just talk
Think about it, okay? It only serves your local mechanic to have you get a good warranty. Otherwise, you can't get your car fixed.
Right.
Okay. Let me tell you something. That call he made this morning was gut-wrenching. It was gut-wrenching.
I had to call her up and tell her that she's going to spend three.
She's a nice young woman. She's single. She did all the right things. And to say, hey, you know what? It's going to cost you like thousands of dollars more than you expected, by the way.
Yeah,
that sucks.
It's $3,500 she has to come out. Wait, she's single. Why don't we hook her up with Ryan?
I don't want that bill.
But now, last week we were talking about a title loan, and we only have a couple of minutes. But I actually went down to this title place over on Power over here, and I spoke to the person. I was able to buy this guy's warranty. He owes, if you remember last week,
a veteran.
He borrowed $1,000. He's paid back over $5,500 in interest over the last 3 years, and he still owes $1,000 plus $50 administration fee. And his engine's blown. So they ended up settling for $750. We went and we paid the $750. The title's coming to me and we'll be able to junk the car for him. And we'll probably only get a few hundred dollars and we'll just eat the difference. Cause the guy's a really good guy. He's a Vietnam vet. He doesn't have a lot. He lives, you know, just on Social Security and whatever. So we try to do the right thing for him. But when you asked his loan company who loaned him $1,000 already has profited has gotten $5,000 back. And his answer was, I don't have to. I could still keep collecting this forever. Guy's been paying $140 a month for
That's
3 years.
Gross.
And they don't care. They don't care. So try not to ever use these title loans because you'll never get out of
you'll
them.
You'll never get and, out of them. It's worse than a student loan.
Yeah. And another rash that we've seen is people who have car payments. We've had three cars abandoned by us in the last about 6 months. We had a customer drop a car for an oil change and they're gone. And we looked inside the car for some information, like, you know, because they didn't give us their address or correct address. And the car was completely cleaned out. And we went on Service Arizona and found out there was a lien on the car. And they just dropped it off to us and abandoned it. And yesterday, a tow truck finally came and impounded it. But we're seeing a lot of that. People are just walking away from the cars. And they just dump them off in parking lots, wherever, anywhere. We have this radio show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we appreciate everybody who listens to it. But if you have a little bit of information or you ever want to pop in on the show, you know, give us a call at 844-983-0300 or email us at, what's our email address? thegang@drivefriendlyaz.com. And if you want to do a pop-in guest, maybe you're a local business owner and you want to promote yourself, feel free. We love local business. So before I turn this over to Felicia and local business Don Chenevert or Chevrette, whatever you want to call this guy, all right? I'm reading on the screen here, so one of us is right.
Oh, congratulations
now,
for reading.
Usually I start this show off bemoaning the Jets. So they didn't lose last week because they were on a bye. But this week, who are we playing? We're playing the Chargers this week, and I love the Chargers quarterback, Herbert. I think this guy is fantastic.
He's got pimples. He's younger than my youngest kid.
Yeah, I know. He's like, he's 12. He's like 15 years old, but he is, I'm telling you, the Jets should get him.
No, I like this kid. Don't stay away from him. Give this guy a chance. Give him a career.
Yeah, so, the Lions won.
Oh, my God. No, I don't know. We're recording on Thursday, so we don't know how the Thursday night game is going to go.
Yes.
Which I'm totally looking forward to, and I hope I don't live to regret
that. Arizona at Seattle. Seattle minus.
Yeah, go Cards.
The Arizona game last week.
How about that? Buffalo. Hail Mary.
I knew
unbelievable.
It. I knew it. I was so
you
excited.
Knew it.
I did know. I bet on them. You bet against them.
You called it.
My wife, illegal gambling.
No. It's just
first.
Friendly betting. Just yeah, friendly
that's
betting.
That's how it all starts.
Just friendly, that's friendly
Hopkins,
betting.
Hopkins is the man. I mean,
and the next thing, she's shooting heroin. This is all started. It's a gateway drug.
Move to Oregon.
No. But I do want to, we're going to turn over to Don. And
Don, what's his last name?
Don.
Schenevert. You got it. That's it.
All right, Don Schenevert. And I want to talk. I want to talk a lot. I want to talk you to
personal
training.
Yeah, you said
training.
That right there. I want to talk a lot.
Go ahead. I'm not going to say another word. You do the
talk
interview.
Talk to Don.
No, you do the interview.
No, I hate doing interviews.
Go ahead. You do the interview. Let's
go ahead.
Go
ahead.
Anyway, there was an article that came out in the New York Times last week, and the article read that they're finding out that weight training is having a very positive benefit on helping people relieve anxiety. Now, I know that people don't like talking about it, and especially men, you're all tough on the outside and you hold it in and stuff. But I'm sorry, if you don't have a little anxiety at this point in the world, then you're just like, I don't know. You're I want whatever drugs you're taking, or your brain has stopped functioning, because it is just with everything going on, no matter how you feel about whether you're for masks or against masks, for Biden, for Trump, however you feel about anything, it is a very stressful time to be alive right now because nobody knows. So one of the ways that you can help relieve your stress is by working out. So
I know another way.
I know another way.
Well, we can't talk about that because Ryan doesn't have a girlfriend. So let's go to something that we could all participate in.
Well, we know
in.
What Ryan does.
You know, Don, in this time of COVID, when so many people are making a hard right or turn and changing their careers, trying to reimagine themselves, trying to figure out what their next move is going to be, you did it voluntarily a while ago. You completely changed the course of your life, left your former life, completely changed the direction. What did you do before and how did you do it?
Well, that's a good question. Actually, I was in the production field as a production manager for 25 years in the semiconductor industry with the basically, you know, cell phones and computers and all that kind of stuff. 25 years of working 60 to 70 hours a week, I was just burnt out. I needed to change my life. I was stressed out, never saw my family. I was at work, you know, 12 to 15 hours every day, and I just couldn't take it anymore. So I had to change my life for the better, just for my own health and fitness. And from the goals that I've made, that's why I wanted to do what I do now, is to help other people that were in the position that I was currently at.
Well, you know what, being in the Valley, I mean, we have a huge semiconductor market out here. We got everything. We got Intel, we got Micron Technologies, we have Boeing. So I think there's a lot of people who you can relate to just on that level.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They're everywhere. Basically, what my ideal client is basically a stressed out business professional, anywhere between 40 to 55 years old, that's looking for, you know, work-home-life balance through exercise, through weight loss, through stress management, just trying to get their life back and just have a better benefit, you know, feel better about themselves, maybe lose some pounds, have a better relationship with their family, just more outgoing. It's all related to mental health as well. So, you know, like you said, men generally don't want to talk about it. They hide up their feelings and they can shut it out. But, you know, mental health is a big thing right now with COVID. I mean, it's, you know, it takes, you know, basically the way I look at it is people right now are spending more time, you know, watching Netflix, binge watching, snacking all day, you know, rather than exercising. And all they're doing is what I call it is the COVID 20. You know, it's just all that snacking and just stationary, sitting down, doing nothing, not getting any type of exercise at all. You know, regular exercise as little as 20 to 30 minutes a day can have profoundly positive impact on depression, anxiety, and ADHD.
I got to ask you something. Did you put him up to this? No. Is this some kind of lesson for me?
No.
I'm getting this feeling that I'm being attacked by Don Chevrolet over here.
I have.
I just had to point this out.
That's a good point. I'm super happy to have Don here because he's. I've been doing training. I work with a personal trainer. I've worked with one for years. And the time of COVID, I work out all the time. And as crazy as you think I am, I assure you, I would be a lot crazier.
Trust me, Matt.
Know thyself. I know myself. I would be way freaking crazier if I didn't have streaming classes that I go to, if I didn't have my trainer that I work out with on Zoom like three times a week. You know, let me ask you something though, Don. What do you find is the barrier that people have to cross to finally get into your door, make that phone call? What is it you think that people, at what point do they finally break and go, all right, I'm going to do this?
A nagging way.
That's a real good question. It basically comes down to the individual and what is their big stressor on why they want to change. And if you don't dig down into that stressor, you know, is it, you know, they say, oh, I want to lose weight. But okay, so, but what is the reason that you want to lose weight? You know, you want to feel better about yourself. You don't want to, you want to have a better relationship with your family. You know, what is the real stressor that's pushing you to go forward? You know, a lot of people, you know, will work out from home, but they don't get the goals that they're looking for. So that's why eventually they'll come to a trainer. And they'll work out with someone who has experience and knows how to get them to what level they're going for.
Do you think people are just at some point get sick and tired of being sick and tired?
Absolutely. And now, and especially with COVID going on right now, and that's why my studio, I think, will be so successful is because it's strictly a one-on-one personal training. It's not a gym where you got 50 to 100 people working out at a time. It's just myself and whoever I'm training at the time. They come in, they do their 1 hour workout. We structure the workout on what their needs are. So if they're looking to lose weight, we'll do a mixture of cardio, which is going to do your fat burning, and we'll do a mixture of strength training, which is going to get your metabolism moving throughout the day. And both cardio and strength training are required to get your serious results, and, you know, to get to your goals.
So what is it about the actual physical act of lifting weights and doing squats and all that stuff, that fun stuff. What is it about that actually enhances your mood? I mean, is there, what is that?
Well, it's just movement altogether is what you need. You know, just get up and move. You know, it just gets your adrenaline going. It just gets your body pumping. It just gets you to feel good. You go out. I don't know if you ever heard of a runner's high.
Oh, sure.
So, I completed my first ever marathon this year in February, and it was
just in time.
Yeah, right before they shut everything down. Now it was pure hell. I trained for about 12 weeks before I ran my first marathon. I never ran before that, and. So you're basically
an overachiever is what you're telling me.
Yes, exactly. But it took me a little over 4 hours to get done, but I was dying. But as soon as you finished,
I'd still be running.
you had such a high and you were just so excited you completed this and it was just so amazing. And that's what it comes down to is, you know, people finally realize that if they start working out, doing exercise, they're going to feel a lot better. They're going to feel a lot healthier. You know, it's going to, you know, exercise, you know, does such things as it reduces your stress. It'll ward off mild to moderate cases of anxiety and depression. It'll sharpen your memory and thinking. It gives you a higher self-esteem, a better sleep. It'll even boost your immune system. So like for 2020, you know, when you're trying to fight off sickness, you know, a healthier person is going to have a much better chance to fight off disease and illness than someone that has a compressed immune system from someone that just sits around all day. So, you know,
do you really find you also pay a little bit of a psychiatrist sometimes with some of your clients?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You got to figure out how you can explain things to get people to do what you want them to do. You know, you get people that come in and you start, you know, saying, I want you to do this. And then they do it. And you want to progress, you know, week in and week out to get to their goals. So you don't want to just stay flat and just keep doing the same thing over and over and over
again. How do you deal with a client that's not completely honest? Like they say, like if you put them on a food plan and, you know, every week this food plan, they should lose like 5 pounds a week. And instead they're losing a pound and they're gaining a pound. And you know, after time that they're just, you know, they come in with donut crumbs on their face. Like, how do you deal with that?
You know, you just got to be sympathetic to them. You know, sometimes you got to be a hard ass. You know, it just depends on the person and where they're at in their life right now. You know, sometimes it's okay to take it slow and just, you know, baby steps to get to where they want. And then sometimes you got to get on them and you got to be strong and you got to make them see why they're coming to see you. You know, why are you coming to see me, you know, and spending the money to get healthy when all you're going to do is go home and you know, get yourself a dozen donuts or a baker's dozen of cookies or go drink a gallon of soda. You know, it doesn't do any good. So that's why it comes back to on them. What is the real reason that you want to get to where your goals are at?
I just have one more quick question before we have to go to a break. What do you do? How do you help a client who's really trying, but whose situation kind of sabotages them? Like, for example, you're working with a guy, but his wife keeps making him lasagna for dinner. Or you're working with a woman, but the dad keeps bringing home fast food. Like, how do you help a client? Because I see a lot of that. I don't think people sabotage each other on purpose. I think one person might be ready. I mean, especially in the time of COVID when we're with each other. Like, what do you do when one person's really on board, but their partner or their family is just sabotaging their efforts?
I feel this is directed.
It's totally at you, buddy.
Is that Steve?
No, Steve trying to feed you donuts at night?
Are you the sabotager?
I'm a cook. This is what I do.
So basically what I do when I have my consultations is I'll ask the spouse to come in as well. So they're both on the same page, so they kind of know what to expect. And until you have the whole household on the same page, you're never going to get the results because you're going to have so much negative out there. So, you know, your spouse is, like you said, wants to make lasagna and he wants you to eat it when you know you should probably have, you know,
fish and vegetables,
fish and broccoli or chicken and broccoli.
Broccoli! I love broccoli. It's like my favorite thing.
If you have a Diet Coke with lasagna, it cancels the lasagna.
You know,
first of all, Diet Coke is used to clean up blood off of the road. And so
battery,
I'm not drinking Coke.
And battery. Like
Diet Coke is. And that Diet Coke is just is an awesome story in itself because I always love when people go get fast food and they'll supersize everything and they think it's great because they got a Diet Coke. So
we use Diet Coke to clean battery terminals.
We got to go to a break. Don, just could you tell us again, you're located. How do people get in touch with you?
What's the name of the place? Sure.
Better You Personal Training.
Better You Personal Training. You can contact me at my website at betteryourpersonaltraining.com. My phone number is 480-206-2898. I'm located in Mesa. It's 755 East McKelps Road, suite number 5,
easy to remember.
Mesa, Arizona, 85203. And it's between Stapley and Mesa Drive on McKelps and Horn.
Now, quick question. I know I don't have to say this, but I think you should. Are you following CDC guidelines for keeping your place
antiseptically clean? So basically, we do a good clean before a client comes in. We do a good clean after the client comes in. We have filtration systems. We have UV lights that constantly run throughout the night that also keep the particles down and out. So we're constantly doing whatever we can. We do temperature checks when you first come in to make sure that you don't have a fever. And we also wear masks. So
that's awesome.
Awesome. Everything awesome. Else. That's great.
Well, you know what? This is great. You know, it's another good new business in Mesa, which is just growing and growing. You know, a lot of things are going on here in Mesa. It's becoming a very vibrant community, city, whatever you want to call it.
I just want to, I know I'm always talking, but I'm going to talk again. I want to give a really, really, I want to send a lot of love and shout out to every teacher in the United States of America right now, especially my sister, Paula, who is in California. You guys are really frontline workers for kids. You're keeping our kids safe. You're trying like so hard to keep them educated and engaged. I know this is a tough thing. Parents, they're doing their best. Send a little love to the teachers. You know, we're coming upon the holidays, a little Starbucks gift card, something from Amazon, even like just a thank you text will make such a difference. I have so many friends that are teachers back in New York. P224, I send my love. You guys are just killing it. Please, parents, send a little love to the teachers because they're alone. And they got nobody. And teachers, and I used to be a teacher. I was a special ed teacher in New York. There's a camaraderie. There's a gathering. Teachers would get together. They would help each other, a collaboration. They're isolated too, a lot of them. Yeah. They're feeling it. So how about a little love for teachers? So let's round of applause for teachers, everybody.
There we go. Maybe
Matt, you got three kids. You should be. My kids are all grown already. You know?
Hey, well, listen, my kids' teachers are my wife. So I'll give her a little love.
Yeah, I'm sure. And she gave us great coffee too.
Yes, she did. Okay, so let's move on. But love to all the teachers, especially my sister Paula.
So I wanted to ask Matt about something. I may have asked you this before. Now, when we were talking about automotive warranties. Now, years ago, you can get a maintenance plan, maintenance warranty through Geico and some of these other ones. Does State Farm offer that?
No, but what they do at Matt Watson State Farm is offer a great mechanic down the street that's going to take care of you and treat you right from the auto center. So, yeah, that's where we're at. I mean, there's some towing and labor, and we'll cover up to an hour worth of mechanical work if you broke down on the side of the road type of thing, which is really affordable. I think you're talking 78 cents a month for that. But when it comes down to it, we're in the business of protecting your assets from if someone were to come after you, sue you. We want to make sure that your income's protected. But when it comes down to any type of warranties for your vehicle, I'm going to defer you to the best in the business at Friendly Auto Center.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, with the towing, and this is really important because we have a lot of customers who they have some of these internet insurance companies. And we just found out one of our dear friends, she had a flat tire and they couldn't get the lug nuts off. And it cost her about $140 to have it towed. And if she had insurance through Matt Watson State Farm, is it automatic that towing comes with insurance or is it an option to buy?
It's automatic that our office is going to suggest it as an option for you because it's so flipping cheap. And some people say, well, I've already got AAA. And I said, well, what do you use AAA for? Do you use it for your discounts, for travel, or are you just using it for road service? And if they say they're just using it for road service, I say, I've got something for you for 78 cents. It's not required. It's an option. But at 78 cents a month to have something that's going to cover towing up to an hour worth of mechanical work, changing your tire, bringing you gas or a battery. You got to pay for the gas or battery.
Lockout service.
Listen, it's 2020. If someone offers you insurance, take it.
End of story.
And I'll take earthquake insurance right now in Arizona. I don't care because it's 2020 and we could have one.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that AAA is way, way more than whatchamacallit, than road service. Yep. Do you know, I've made reservations at restaurants where I'm sorry, we don't have anything at 7 o'clock. And I'm like, well, you're a AAA restaurant. They have the signs outside and I'm a AAA member. Can you find me a seat? And more often than not, they will find a seat for me. You know, those are those, you know, AAA diamond restaurants. Hotels, you get a great discount. Yeah. Shopping, everybody goes shopping. At the outlets, it's 20% even on sale items. And nobody knows these exist. It's not in any brochure.
Online, do you think?
I'm not sure about the online shopping, but I know whenever we used to go to like the Tanger malls or even the outlets over by Wild Horse, they don't even ask for the card. Say, I'm a AAA member. Boom, 20% off. They don't even care. They just do it. And a lot of people don't know that there's way more benefits. And AAA, I'm a AAA shop. It's $55 a year. Money well spent. But also get the coverage from State Farm because you have double coverage. It's great.
Ryan, during the break, you had a question for Don.
Oh, yeah. So I know it's tough for people to get started working out. And a lot of times they like to work out with their friends. Are you doing kind of group workouts too?
No, right now it's just strictly one-on-one private training. I don't do any group workouts right now, but if it's a spouse or family member, I'll do, you know, couples I have a couple of couples that work out together.
Oh my God, how does that work? We tried doing that. That does not work out well.
Wait a minute. Wait. I got an idea. This could be part of the dial-a-date. Maybe like you have a girl who likes short, bold men with an 800 credit score and say, hey, I got a workout partner for you. And you do kind of do the love connection.
You want their first date to be working out?
Why not? That's
because
when you see
that
them
was
at
our
their
first
worst.
Date. We never would have gotten married.
But think about
it. Wait a minute. Is that your point?
No, but a lot of women, they come out on a first date, they're covered with pancake and all this makeup, and then they take it off, and it's like, ooh. So meanwhile, they come to the gym in their worst condition.
You want to see a blank canvas.
And Ryan will come in his worst condition. Then you really get to see what you got. It only gets better.
Sometimes you're better off not knowing what you're going to get.
You know, I do
would
like
ever get mad. I wish PK was here today. PK had a family emergency she had to deal with, so she couldn't be here. But oh my God, do I wish she was here today?
But listen, you take some of these actresses, like Jennifer Aniston. You take she'll look good.
Anyway. No, she's good.
You find some of these actresses and you see on these websites.
Are you reading the National Enquirer again?
Yes, and this is what they look like without makeup, and it's like, oh my God.
With all the information that's out there on the internet, this is what you're looking at.
I'm very shallow.
Brian, what's going on with housing? Oh my God, we just had.
I had one more question for Don, and I think I'm in the same boat with a lot of people that are professionals or whatever. I get excited. I work out for a couple of weeks and then I lose my motivation. How do you keep somebody motivated? Because then I feel like 2 weeks passes and then I have to start all over again.
Yep. No, that's a great question. What it is you got to keep progressing the exercises. So if you work out for a couple of weeks and you do the same thing, you get on a treadmill and you lift some weights and then you keep doing the same thing over and over, you're just going to get burnt out and you're just going to stop. So you got to keep progressing. You got to keep adding more and more exercises to your regimen, different types of exercises or, different routines. And then you keep it fresh and new, and then it makes it fun that way.
Do any of your clients ever curse you out in the middle of a workout?
Absolutely. I think every single one of them.
I used to when I worked out.
Yeah.
I just smile at them and I say, well, you're just telling me I'm doing my job.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Yeah, so housing. I read this morning, and I got it pulled up right now. The median home value has increased to $313,000, which is a record. And up
in the United States or in Phoenix?
I think that's median nationwide.
Wow, that's really high.
We should sell a house.
And move where? Into one of the cars abandoned on your lot?
No, Ryan's place.
So yeah, that's another record, and it's up 15.5%.
Holy cow.
So if you purchased a house, I mean, you're up 15.5% over a year ago. Home sales were up 4.3% in October and was well above expectations of a 1.2% decline. Year over year, sales are up 27%, and the level of sales is near all-time highs set in 2006, where there was twice as many homes for sale. So inventory is down 20% year over year with a record low of 2.5 monthly supply. Felicia, what is a normal healthy market?
It's usually 4 to 6 months. It varies 4 to 6 months depending on the economy, but 4 months is a bare minimum. I know in the Valley, houses are lasting less than a week. So it's dire. It's really dire out there. If you need housing, I mean, you really have to. You really need to work. And I'm not plugging myself in this one. I'm talking about any professional realtor because I can't handle 90,000 people anyway. But you really, this is the time when it's like, what's the difference between Geico and Matt Watson State Farm? The phone call that you're going to get, the boots on the ground, and the person that probably has, if you're dealing with, here's the thing. This is what I've learned being a realtor for 8 years in the Valley. No, if you've been around long enough, you know the bigger players and you know the ones. There's some agents out there that just they're listing agents. They do a lot of listings. And after a while, you get to know them when you work with a lot of buyers, as I have. So you gain a reputation, good, bad, or indifferent. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a really good reputation because I work hard and I get my paperwork done on time and my offers look right and I know what I'm doing and my people are coming in qualified. I have lenders that I can turn on a dime to make a phone call. Those are the people that are winning the bids right now. I mean, I really have my finger on the pulse. I talk to agents every day. The ones that are winning are the experienced agents who already have their finger on the pulse, who already have their contacts, who know what they're doing and who know who they're dealing with. An agent that has a hot house is going to go, what do they say? It's a path of least resistance. You know, the point between A and point between B has got to be a straight line. They're going to go with the agent that has a client that's totally qualified, whose offer doesn't need to be fixed, whose credit is not questionable, whose lender is local and boots on the ground. Those are the people that are winning the bids right now. So it's super important for people to understand that they need to deal with people who they can actually physically talk, physically see, even if it's just on a Zoom to do a virtual. It's somebody who needs to be in Phoenix because, you know, like it or hate it. And I know 50% of my listeners hate it and 50% of our listeners love it. The Valley is changing. The demographics are changing. Where people are living, where certain, you know, people are living who have certain likes or dislikes or whatever it is, things are shifting. And you need somebody who understands how those shifts are working to make sure that people move into a neighborhood where they feel comfortable, where their kids are going to be happy going to school, where they're going to be happy with their neighbors. Now, that's not in any way, I'm not saying one type of person has to live in one type of place or another type of person, another type of place, but you need to understand where, you know, if somebody, I can't tell you where to live, but if you ask me a question, I can say, yes, they have, this school has this ranking, look up for that school, or that school has that ranking, or this neighborhood has these many churches, or this neighborhood has these many churches. I can give facts, or I can point you in the direction of facts, and the facts are changing. And that's what people need to realize in the Valley. The demographics are changing. The information is changing. For example, Mesa is freaking booming. Booming. If you've been to downtown Mesa, if you're a single person or a young family starting out, Mesa's a great place to be. It's not the way it used to be where people have this like the negative connotation about Mesa. Mesa was also listed as the 8th least expensive city to live in the United States with a good quality of life.
And that's the 35th largest
city. And it's the 35th largest city in the United States. So you have to know these things that it's not, you know, I remember a few years ago, one of my friends came out from New York and she goes, oh, I'll never live in Gilbert because it's just a cow town. Well, she's learned to really, really, really regret that.
Yeah.
Because there ain't no cows in Gilbert no more, except maybe on the side of a building.
Yeah, there's no farms.
Bill, our producer, had a question, and he asked, is that based on demand or something else? I think there's a lot of people moving here, Phil, and I think that's brought down the inventory. They're getting swooped up quick by a lot of California cash buyers, Seattle buyers, and they see the potential and growth of Phoenix. I think that's a big reason. And then, you know, having the ability to work from home. And then people who are looking at selling are, you know, they go to their mortgage lender, they get the quote, they see the payments great, but then they go out and look for the house. Whether that's moving up, families growing, there's just not inventory. They're not seeing, well, my house, why sell my house when I like mine more? And so I think it's just, yeah, it's just the inventory is just so low that that's causing it.
Well, you know, like from Don's former profession, technology and microprocessing, we Arizona has worked, and I give Arizona a lot of credit. They worked really hard to become a technology hub, and we have become a technology hub. We have some great technology companies, and we've got more coming. Taiwan Semiconductors is building a huge plant up in North Phoenix. I mean, this is going to be tremendous, and it's going to employ a lot of people, and these people need a place to live.
Yeah. It's getting crowded here, you know, down in Chandler along the 202, like Arizona, McQueen, Alma School. I mean, it's packed with people over there now. You know, they need places to live.
I'm just real interested to see how the housing itself is going to change, because one of the things that they've been talking about in the real estate industry is that the need for the type of house may be changing as this whole open concept may be going away, because maybe we don't all want to be in one big room all day long, especially if mom and dad are working from home. So it's going to be real interesting to see how the builders, if they can make a sharp right turn on some of their models, because these things go out years in advance. They decide how to build homes. So, and the cost of building homes is definitely skyrocketing. Lumber is going up. A lot of other costs, labor costs are going up. So it's going to be, we're going to keep an eye on it, but it's an interesting time.
You know what would be an interesting addition to a house? Like this room we're in is an office in our home. Do you think that making a soundproof room in a home is going to be something that we're going to see? Because this will be where somebody's going to work. Now, in our home or anybody's home, you work from home. The kids are screaming. The dogs are barking. The garbage truck's going by.
Amazon comes by.
Amazon rings the doorbell. I think that soundproofing a room is either going to be a new business, or maybe you can order that as part of a house.
That's a good idea.
Where you need, can I have a soundproof room, please? Where there's tons of insulation, where you can't hear anything, and you can actually have a legitimate office without having to worry about the noises from your home. bothering you. I'm wondering if that's something that can be done to a current house.
I don't know. Our producer, sure. Phil, just indicated that he's going to try to do it. So he's going to keep us on because I know he works home from home and he has four kids. So,
four? When did the other one? I only knew three. Snuck one in on me, huh, Phil? All right, so we're about running out of time here. And I want to thank our guest, Don Schenevert, for being here. And I know my wife put you up to this because she says I don't get off my butt to go to the gym or work out. But in fact, I walk and run and I do yoga every single day of my life.
You run?
It's modified.
Run for dinner.
I do modified, it's modified running.
Runs and it I'm on not the, sabotaging. Is that on the PlayStation?
And I'm not, I've never played. I still play pinball if I had one. And I don't sabotage her by making delicious gourmet meals.
Yes, he does.
So what? You eat well.
I do.
Not a big deal. No. But, you know, I want to thank Matt Watson from State Farm Insurance because he always has a wealth of information. And, you know, he's located right at Brown and Power. Mm-hmm. And he's just a good guy. And
very generous. He's doing Toys for Tots this year.
Yeah. And if you haven't had your insurance looked at, give Matt Watson a call. What's the phone number, Matt?
480-830-7283. And from a location standpoint, if you want to feel healthy, understand that don't stop at the Sonic as you come to my office.
Yeah, but on the way out, you could bring it to me. Now, I've never had Sonic before. But you know what? It doesn't cost you anything more than a phone call to find out that you're either underinsured or being overcharged or you don't have towing or roadside assistance, which is really great. And of course, you know, Ryan Steckelberg, you know, if you're a beautiful female, or even if you're not a beautiful female, you're just a female looking for a date, Ryan will do that. We're going to have Dial a Date in a couple of weeks. We're working on that, but he's got a wealth of information. That's why we call him the Lord of the Loan. I want to thank him for being part of Drive Friendly. I want to thank all of you listeners, and we hope you guys have a great, great and safe Thanksgiving. Okay, Thanksgiving's our favorite holiday. It's when our family comes over and we kind of all bond together. And, you know, I look forward to that. It's my favorite holiday of the year. And hopefully everybody is safe. Make sure your car's in good shape before you travel. If you want to come down to Friendly Auto Centers, we'll check all your fluids, air, and your tires. There's no charge for it before you make that long journey. So till next time, have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody. You're here at 1580 The Fanatic, Drive Friendly, Arizona. See you all next week.
Thank you for listening to Drive Friendly with Steve and Felicia. Visit drivefriendlyaz.com for live shows, past shows, and more about our host and guests.